You are listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. This month of September, I am changing things up and delivering a podcast every day. Wow, this is a stretch for me, and I am both very excited and also a little terrified at the same time, but I'm grateful for you being on the journey with me. If you are new to the podcast, welcome aboard. I'm keeping these bite-sized, and the intention behind this daily drop is to keep you energized, to keep you inspired, and to keep you focused on your path and journey to living your best life. Here we go. Okay. So I'm recording this from my bed today. I hold up in here while Gracie is napping and Harrison has about an hour of screen time. And my goodness, today is a win simply because I'm holding to my commitment and I'm getting this complete. I have so many other things that I wanted to do today. And as it goes, you know, we make plans and God laughs. So today's topic is going to be how to just surrender and let go into the day and just be flexible with what life throws at you. To give you a little context, it's been a day here for sure. I had all the best intentions of getting a lot done this week, of after a three-day weekend, I'm really, really ready to get into my office and work on some projects and as you guys know, I've been having a lot of clarity come through and a lot of excitement and just really had very clear plans for what my work day was going to look like. It was Harrison's first day of school today, which was a really big deal. And so the thought was I'm going to get him off to school, going to come home, dive in for about 3 to 4 hours. Kenny's going to pick him up. I'll get him, you know, kind of set up while Grace naps. And then I'll work a little bit more this afternoon. So all this to say, Harrison was basically slept like a infant last night. He was up 3 times throughout the night, just coming in my room. I had a nightmare. I had this, and I could just tell he was wired. He was excited, nervous, all the things with school starting today. And so, you know, he jumped in my bed in the middle of the night and just, he barely slept. He ended up falling back asleep. I barely slept. So that's kind of how the day started, which for any of you non-sleeping mamas knows that it just throws you. It just throws me and just kind of makes for, you know, it makes for a wonky day. So on top of that, my nanny texted me this morning saying I'm not feeling well. And given, obviously, the virus and everything, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm going to go get a test. I want to make sure that I'm fine. I don't think I should come. And I said, totally understand. So at that point, I had to just go, okay, my day is not going to go as planned. I'm going to be with Grace all day. I'm most likely going to be taking Harrison to school and picking him up. And I just got to roll with this. And the reality is that I like, you know, I like things the way that I like them. I like to have a plan and I like it to work out. And part of my lessons are just throwing my hands up in the air and going, you know what? Today, I'm not going to get those 10 things done on the to-do list. Today, I'm just going to surrender this. I'm going to see Harrison off to his first day. Like, that is so special and so exciting. And it really was this kind of magical first day, which is so much better than I could have ever have hoped, especially during this virus. For those of you that, you know, are listening and new, we made a decision to put him in a pod this year. So there's 7 kids and it's in one person's house and he's going to be going there every single day. So if there's a sense of normalcy in that, that felt really supportive. And we'll get into our routine. It's a little bit of a drive from our house, so we'll need to get into our routine with that. But when I came home, I had this moment where I was like, you know what? I can either kind of be on my phone all morning while I'm watching Grace, trying to get work done and feeling frustrated that I wasn't, like, you know, getting the things done I wanted to, or I can just put my phone down, take a deep breath, and just be present with Grace this morning. And so we did. And I got a little snack and we went outside and I put a blanket down and we had a picnic and we laid together and we looked at some trees and we just kind of snuggled and like ate fruit and it was like so nice. And I just had this moment where I thought, I don't get to do this very much, or I don't choose to do this very much. And I love my time working in my business, and I love my time with Grace, which is in the mornings and in the early, kind of in the late afternoons and evenings. But there was something special about this morning, and I just decided I'll get to the rest of the stuff when I get to it. And as it's hard for me to relax into that. It's hard for me just to kind of throw my hands up and go, okay, today's just going to be an off day, and that is just what it is. And I think also just because I don't know if, my nanny would be back tomorrow, or else she'll be back the next day or the next day. There's kind of like not where we're not clear when she'll be back. So it's just this resting into, like, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? And that's how 2020 has been for everyone. And I'm well aware that that has been the circumstance and the patterning. And it's just like we really don't know what's ahead. And so, I'm just taking a deep breath with all of you right here and right now, and going, whatever's meant for this week is going to be meant for this week. And I'll get to the business projects when I get to them. And for now, I'm going to do my very best to soak up this extra time with the kids and transitioning Harrison to school. And what I know is that if I put too much stress on Kenny to like be with them or help me or whatever, it just doesn't go well. Like he gets so stressed and then it's like it just doesn't happen. So, yes, do I get annoyed that I have to be the one to kind of give up my passion project and my work for this time being? Yes, I know some of you listening, you're like, "Yes, Heidi, that's been my entire life for the last 6 months," and I really, really get that and I hear you and I honor you. And so I lost my train of thought, but yes, I'm just letting him do his thing. I'm letting him work. He's got to show up for me so that I can get on a couple of my coaching calls. I've got the first Align Hire call tonight. I've got a mastermind call tomorrow. I have some commitments on Thursday that I have to show up for. So he's got to show up for those, and he's got to, he needs to work with me for those. But the other ancillary things that are like, I either just need to get them done or around this like 1 hour that I have throughout during the day, or they're just not going to get done. So I hope this is helpful, just hearing me hopefully have, an experience like so many of my clients and my community are going through. I know that this season has not been easy. And what I also know is that we're not capable of doing all of it. Like it's just, I mean, and I guess some people are. I know I'm not. Like I can't be a full-time parent and clean the house and do all the errands and make food and run a business. Like it just does not add up. So for any of you that are like putting pressure on yourself to do all the things, I just offer to you, just continue to relax into the moment and get creative and, come up with whatever solutions are meant for you. So I'm not going to go all into that today. Just letting you know, I see you, I hear you. I'm having one of those days. I most likely will be fully back on my game in the next couple of days, and I'm looking forward to really diving into Align Higher. Sleep, water, meditation, exercise, like those absolutely do the tricks for me. So, knock on wood, I get a good night's sleep tonight. I'm pounding the water today, and hopefully I'll get some movement in. I actually went on a long walk with Grace today, so I got that in. But all right, have a beautiful one, my loves. Talk to you soon.